Amen. Jeremiah chapter 19, the Bible reads in verse number 1, "Thus saith the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen bottle, and take of the ancients of the people, and of the ancients of the priests, and go forth unto the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim there the words that I shall tell thee. And say, hear ye the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, the which whosoever heareth, his ears shall tingle." Now let me explain to you the significance of this place, which is called the Valley of the Son of Hinnom. Now throughout the rest of this chapter, it's referred to as Tophet. And this is a place that is mentioned very often in the Old Testament. Over and over again, it's a theme that keeps coming up, whether you're reading the books of the Kings and Chronicles, or whether you're reading the books of Isaiah and Jeremiah. This place is mentioned over and over again. It's a place of great significance. Here's why. It was a place of human sacrifice. It was a place of sacrificing their babies, a place of sacrificing their infants unto false gods. Sometimes they would be offering these children in sacrifice unto Molech. Other times they're offering it unto Baal. Whatever the false god is, a wicked place where people would literally murder their own babies, their own children, their own offspring. Let's read here. In verse number 4, it says, "Because they have forsaken me and have estranged this place and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah," and watch this, "and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. They have built also the high places of Baal, to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind." Now, the thing that I want you to understand, first of all, and we're going to go a little deeper into this place, the Valley of the Son of Hinnom or Tophet. But before we do, let me just explain to you from the get-go that the reason why many of these people offered their children in sacrifice unto Molech or to Baal or whoever else was simply just as a way to get rid of their unwanted children. That is the fact of the matter. It's not just that this is some kind of a religious practice that's part of their demonic religion. No, they came up with this demonic practice as part of their religion because they wanted to get rid of their unwanted children. This is something that has existed throughout human history, in all cultures, on all continents. You will find this in the ancient Greek culture. You'll find this in ancient Polynesian cultures. You'll find this in Asian cultures. You'll find this pretty much anywhere you look. Wicked people who actually want to destroy their offspring because they don't want to have children. Or maybe they only want to have a boy and they don't want to have a girl. Or they only want to have a girl and they don't want to have a boy or whatever. So they would actually destroy their own innocent newborn. And the day that we live in is no different. Because today, there are children burnt in the fire unto Molech, proverbially speaking, burnt in the fire unto Baal, to the tune of about 3,000 every day in this country. And it's the exact same thing, and it's for the exact same reason. And it might not be done under the auspices of Baal or Molech. Now it's just called Planned Parenthood. Now it's just called the abortion clinic. Now it's just called, you know, whatever, my body, my choice, or, you know, just a lifestyle choice or convenience, or I'm not ready yet, or I can't afford it, or whatever. But it's the same wicked heart of man. And the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. There's no new thing under the sun. As it was then, so it is now. In fact, I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they read the Bible, I don't care what part of the Bible you're reading, one of the biggest mistakes you could make is when you think that things were just completely different back then, and the day that we're living in is just completely different. No, human beings are still human beings. God is still God. The wicked are still wicked. The righteous are still righteous. In fact, when you read the Bible, you should realize that things weren't that different in the Bible from what they are now. Just because the technology has changed, just because the culture has changed, the same emotions are there, the same type of stories, the same type of situations are playing out today, and they have direct parallels in the Bible. And the direct parallel in the Bible to abortion, to the abortion clinic, to the abortion Holocaust in America, is this place right here, the Valley of the Son of Hinnom, also known as Tophet. In fact, the word Holocaust literally means the whole burnt offering. You know, if you read a Spanish Bible, I learned this when I was reading the book of Genesis in Spanish. I got to chapter 9, and Noah gets off the ark, and he offers un holocausto to the Lord. And I'm like, whoa, he's offering a holocaust unto the Lord? What's that supposed to mean? And I looked it up, and holocausto means the whole burnt. It's from a Greek word, and it means the whole burnt offering. That's what that means. So, you know, it's funny because people use that term, don't they? The abortion holocaust. Who's ever heard it called that? The abortion holocaust. You know why? The whole burnt offering. And isn't that what they're doing with the infants in the Bible? Offering them as a whole burnt offering unto Baal, unto Molech. It's just as wicked and disgusting and inhuman now as it was then. And I don't care if you do it 5 minutes after they're born or 5 minutes before they're born. I don't care if you do it in the first trimester, the second trimester, third trimester. It's murder. It's wicked. It's slaughter. And God is just as angry about it now as he was then.